This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Justice Department has charged three North Korean computer programmers in a broad range of global hacks, including a destructive attack that targeted an American movie studio and an extortion scheme aimed at attempting to steal more than $1.3 billion from banks and other financial institutions. John Demers is an assistant attorney general for national security.
Simply put, the regime has become a criminal syndicate with a flag, which harnesses its state resources to steal hundreds of millions of dollars.
According to the indictment, the hackers were part of a conspiracy that attempted to steal more than $1.3 billion in money and cryptocurrency from banks and companies, unleashed a sweeping ransomware campaign, and targeted Sony Pictures Entertainment in 2014 over the Hollywood movie The Interview, which depicted the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The White House's senior national security official for cybersecurity, Anne Neuberger, is warning of continued fallout from the SolarWinds software computer hacking that led to a massive breach of government departments and private corporations last year. Updating what is known about the hack, Neuberger described it as most likely Russian in origin, but said investigations are continuing.
This is challenging. This is a sophisticated actor who did their best to hide their tracks. We believe it took them months to plan and execute this compromise. It'll take us some time to uncover this layer by layer.
Thus far, Neuberger said nine federal agencies and 100 private sector companies have been compromised. The hack, connected to tainted software from the U.S. firm SolarWinds, was publicly revealed in December but believed to have begun more than a year earlier. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Security officers have fired shots at protesters in Mandalay as widespread demonstrations against the military coup in Myanmar continue. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Myanmar's capital, thousands marched down its wide boulevards, chanting for the release of detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The marchers included employees of private banks and engineers. In the second largest city of Mandalay, thousands too were out protesting. UN rapporteur Tom Andrews has received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon, the biggest city, from outlying regions. In a statement from his office in Geneva, he said in the past, such troop movements preceded killings, disappearances, and detentions on a mass scale. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has sharply criticized what he called wildly uneven and unfair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, saying 10 countries have administered 75% of all vaccinations and demanding a global effort to get all people in every nation vaccinated as soon as possible.
Vaccine equity is the biggest moral test before the global community. We must ensure that everybody everywhere can be vaccinated as soon as possible.
The UN chief told a high-level meeting of the Security Council that 130 countries have not received a single dose of vaccine. Guterres called for an urgent global vaccination plan to bring together those with the power to ensure fair vaccine distribution, scientists, vaccine producers, and those who can fund the effort. Japan has kicked off its COVID-19 inoculation drive, the last of the group of seven nations to begin a major vaccine drive, in an attempt to defy the odds and host the Olympics this summer. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
First in line to roll up their sleeves were Tokyo medical workers. But Japan faces a big hurdle, a shortage of syringes, meaning millions of Pfizer, BioNTech vaccines could go to waste. The government made urgent requests to manufacturers, but they're struggling to ramp up production. It's the latest headache for Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, who is struggling to win public support. He's trying to defy the odds by pushing ahead with the Tokyo Olympics set to start this July. Though daily cases are in decline, Tokyo and several prefectures remain in a state of emergency to stop the virus from spreading.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials closing higher, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closing lower. Reporting by